This morning, we have a special guest here from Adi Shakti, Nimi Raphael, and a regular visitor, Aravind. Good morning, Aravind. Good morning, Nimi.
Good morning.
You are in preparation for your, so to speak, home-based performance.
Okay, let me in. For the first time, after 4 years, a new Adi Shakti production is being premiered this Saturday, 7th April, 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti. There's excitement building up. Theatre circles are abuzz because this is the first new production from Adi Shakti after 4 years, and it's written and directed by Nimi Raphael, our very own. And if I dare say, it matches the strictest standards set by Adi Shakti over the years.
Very impressive. Nimi, you are the director.
Yeah.
What is the play about? It's titled Bali, and some of us, the first association would be the island of Bali, but I think it's not, no?
Well, it is not the island of Bali from Indonesia, but it's a character from our epic Ramayana. Mm-hmm. In the forest, there is this king. His name is Bali, mm-hmm. and he has a dispute with his brother called Sugriva. Mm-hmm. So in the play, what we are talking about is the moment of his death, Bali's death. Mm-hmm. And the play revolves around certain people have taken certain stands mm-hmm. because of his death. So there is his brother Sugriva, who has plotted with Ram, mm-hmm. who is the hero of the epic of the Ramayana. Yeah. And there is Tara, his Bali's wife. Questioning Ram about the way he killed her husband. Mm-hmm. And there is Angada, who is Bali's son, who has no future because his father is dead and his uncle is going to take over the kingdom suddenly. Mm-hmm. And there is Ravana, who is the protagonist of the epic mm-hmm. Ramayana. And he has a dialogue with his Ram as to questioning him if the intention was really to win back his wife, which is Ram's wife, then the war in itself was not needed. So the conversation is between all these characters.
Somehow it reminds me of Shakespeare's plays, no? Doesn't it?
They're classics.
I mean, like
a classic
Hamlet,
is a classic. You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
classic. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ramayana is far older than Shakespeare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, how come that you choose that classical play?
We've had a 3-year engagement with Ramayana in Adi Shakti. This had begun in 2009. It was a pet project by Vinapani and Vinay. Mm-hmm. And we had many scholars from all around the world, performers who relate themselves with Ramayana, who do storytelling, writers who write about it. You know, people from different spectrum of genres who think about Ramayana. So it was a very engaging 3 years for all of us at Adi Shakti. Mm-hmm. It also shows you Ramayana as we know it is not a singular voice, but it's a very plural voice. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it allows you to make your own stories. So therefore, we had this 3-year long engagement. And out of that emerged many, many productions that had actually come out from Ramayana. Mm-hmm. So I guess at one point, I was very interested to look at Bali, who's very extensively talked about in our traditional performances like Kudiyattam, Kathakali, Therukkuthu. People have really engaged with the notion of what is right and wrong in today's time. And beyond all that, I feel we see epic as something that is far removed from our daily life, our reality of how we live. Mm. But I feel it's really an extension of our daily life. It's just that it is... said in a different language. We live in a different time, but many of the instances that you see are really relatable to what's happening in our current times. So therefore, I feel it's an extension of our daily life. Mm-hmm. So that was the main point of engagement.
Okay, you wanted to add something?
Yes, I wanted to say that Bali is taking forward the best traditions set by Vinapani and Vinay for Adi Shakti, because we have always believed in alternative opinions, visions, perspectives. Mm. It's not the way it has been told over the years. You can have your own interpretation, you can have your own meanings, and that's what it is putting forward, which Adi Shakti has always done, and we're still doing it.
Mm. So that also means that the set would be in a current times?
Well, no.
No.
Meaning that what we are talking about resonates with what's happening in our lives.
Yes.
But I think the performance language is slightly different than our daily way of behavior. Yeah. So I guess we sort of move between stylization and how we relate stylization in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I wouldn't say the gestures are daily, but it is inspired from our daily life. So therefore,
we have to see it.
and for the first time,
getting curious.
Yeah.
And for the first time, we're using slapstick very seriously in this production. Mm. We have never used slapstick in any of our productions. This is going to have a lot of slapstick. And I say so myself, it's killingly funny. You guys will die laughing if you come.
Okay, sorry for my ignorance, but what is slapstick?
Like pantomime. Elaborate movements, people falling flat on their faces, getting up, jumping down, getting flattened. Like you see in the cartoons. That's slapstick.
Well, it is to convey a certain idea through so that the slapstick moment become our daily, to the exaggerated, which becomes the epic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we are trying.
It's in English. And it's all the people we seen in those Veena Pani Chawla festivals and in other productions, the people who usually hang out around with the hat at the door.
Yes,
I usually see you, Nimi, at the door. So all of them are...
They are all going to be on stage.
And
it's only going to be me this time.
And we don't know. We're getting very worried about the crowd because we're expecting a lot of people. So do come early if you want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be none of us managing the crowd outside. We're all going to be backstage. So let's see what happens.
What are you going to do? You're just going to set the door outside.
Well, there are friends who are coming to help us. Mm-hmm. And it's actually very heartening to see that people are actually extending their help, because all of them, not that we've asked, I was thinking I will manage everything, but they just know and they say, okay, I'll just come and then, you know, do what I have to do. And that is very heartening.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a kind of support that we
you
need.
You do have a big support.
Yeah.
Okay. The characters, who's playing who? Bali is Veena?
Well, yeah, Bali is played by... I don't think anybody else can play Bali at this moment. So it's Bali and Ravan is played by Vinay.
Both of them. Okay.
Both of them. And there is Sugriva, who's Bali's brother. And Angada and Ram is played by Rijul Ray. Mm-hmm. And Ashika plays...
Bali's wife.
And
who are you playing, Aravind?
He is a storyteller. Oh. Aravind is playing a storyteller. And there is Kiyomi and Ashika. Kiyomi and Ashika are pairs all the time. And you will never hear their names on stage, but they are called Kili and Moli.
Kili and Moli.
Yeah, but you won't hear them. You won't hear their names on stage. Mm. So you will be wondering what is their name.
During the announcement.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Kiyomi is usually taking a video production. Completely new arrangement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, nice. I was not aware that you are a director.
And writer.
I was not aware myself.
So
she's done one. She has a production going which she's written and directed called Nidravatvam. That's a solo performed by her.
That was years back, no? Like
it's still on. It's still alive.
It's 5 years back.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 5 years back, but I'm not a quick writer. I'm not also a quick thinker, so it takes me time to come to something. I guess it is something, a practice that, every actor needs a confidence to direct, meaning it's a completely different ball game altogether. When you're an actor, you can ride on the director's vision. But when you're a director, you have to take complete responsibility of what's happening. You can't say, your actor is responsible for what's happening. Yeah. So, that confidence, to take that confidence, it took me a while to believe in what I'm really doing. But then I think Adishakti as a space offers you that confidence, because when you're creating something, you need to be around with people who are not judgmental about what you do. And, they have to allow you to make mistakes, And from that mistake, certain things arrive. So we are not put in a position where you have to readily make something, there is a time frame. I guess as actors and directors, I think you need a creative space like Adishakti, where it offers you that confidence and allows you to make mistakes and then move on from there. So I guess I am sort of lucky to have that space in my current lifetime to get a confidence from there, and also to have actors who blindly believe you. Even if you yourself don't know what you're doing, but they just believe you, and that gives you a certain kind of confidence. So I guess I was lucky to have that. Yeah.
Very cool. So see you on, which day is it? Sunday, no?
Saturday. Coming Saturday, 7 p.m., 7th April, Adishakti, the new production, Bali, premiering after 4 years, our first new production after the demise of our dear founder, Veena Pani. But it is upholding the very best traditions set by Veena Pani. I will promise you that.
Well, that was an announcement.
Thank you so much.
But well, we are hoping that, all of you would come, because Auroville has been a biggest supporter of Adishakti, and we have felt that support over the years. And this is, like Arvind said, is a big moment for us emotionally, because we are doing this first time without Veena Pani being there. And a lot of people from Auroville who are close to Veena Pani, who have completely given us this support. It means a lot to us to see your faces for this very specific moment. So I guess it would mean a lot if all of you come and give us the support, even if you can make it.
But
otherwise,
a word of caution, it's going to be packed, so come early.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam.